During most of my summers growing up here in the Milwaukee area, I was constantly in and around the water, whether it was swimming at Westmore Country Club against, I think at least one of you was one of my competitors, or going out on the local lakes with friends on their boats. I really developed a great love for the water. Water is, to me, refreshing, it's revitalizing, it's energizing. I feel free of my 200 plus pounds. Especially in the summer around here, being in and around the water is something special. Our beautiful Lake Michigan, as well as all these small lakes, are on a great day like today, always dotted with sailboats during these summer months. There's something when I look out at a lake filled with sailboats, there's something calming and peaceful. They're like a reminder to take that moment of our lives and sail away a bit from the powerful demands of our lives. Do it at least every once in a while. Now, I've never really been a sailor, but in the days growing up, I had a few opportunities to sail out on Lake Michigan in a steady little sailboat that a friend of ours had. I loved sailing, but as a completely inexperienced sailor, I was not prepared for some of the changing winds and strong currents of such a powerful inland lake. My friend talked about how he had been tossed about in a few windstorms and the uneasy feeling that even he got as an experienced sailor. Sailing is really quite a logical art, but you have to know how to measure and gauge the winds around you and the currents beneath you. You have to know how to maneuver a boat through the waves, and most importantly, you've got to trust the wind and the water, even in the midst of a storm. If you don't, the fear and the panic of the moment will surely get the best of you. Things will become unstable very quickly, and you could capsize. But if you learn to work with the wind and trust the water, you can stay afloat even in the midst of a stormy sea. Wise sailor trusts the water. He pays attention to the wind, and when the waves get high, they use them to make progress. Find a way to get along with the wind and the waves and always control the boat, is what he said. So now we turn to our lesson. Imagine we are on an inland sea, the Sea of Galilee, which was prone to some pretty violent weather. In a terrible storm that frightens even the best of fishermen, oddly enough, in the back of the boat, Jesus sleeps. Around him, the sea rages and the wind ravages the boat. The disciples collapse into complete panic mode. The sea is a crushing force in this story. It is powerfully chaotic and threatening, overwhelming the human beings who feel terribly weak and vulnerable in the midst of this raging storm. But what a startling image it is to see that Jesus is asleep during this terrible storm. The disciples are certain they're about to capsize, but Jesus needs a nap. We know he's stirring up things on land and sea, but here he is, floating in the midst of wild chaos. The calm at the center of this storm of change, of challenge and upset. Now, when we look at this story and its meaning, it would be far too simplistic to say that the story means that we should be calm. That God is with us in the stormy seasons of life. That God will deliver us through the worst times and the terrible floods of life. It would be cruel to have me stand up here and say to you that nothing bad ever happens to good people, or that God doesn't give us more than we can handle. We've heard these platitudes often enough. And sadly, we know that through our life experience, they're not always true. We remember the devastating floods in this country down in New Orleans when it was hit by the hurricane. We remember a community that lost everything, and this many years later, they're still rebuilding. We remember the tsunami in Japan not too long ago. And closer to home, we too have experienced sickness and death in our lives. There have been times when I have, in the darkest moments, cried up to God and said to Him, God, don't you care if I perish? But you know, it's also true that God is with us in these storms of life. Here's the challenge for us. Who is this God? How does this God operate in the world? The God of wind and waves is not that warm, fuzzy, comforting God. Or even a God that can be found asleep at the helm, just trusting in us to work things out. Using the words, if you'll excuse me, of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the God of this story causes a kind of shiver of fear in us. The God of this story is one of power and might, one who makes the raging sea lie down and the wild winds to cease. We're talking about the presence of justice and compassion and love so powerful that it's able to break the back of fear, that it can put away grief to calm the raging seas of our chaotic life. Now, it's interesting to note that this particular story is told in all four of the Gospels. It's meant to bite into our souls. You see, the early Christian community was struggling to form their faith. They faced persecution and powerful violent forces who were against them. Those first disciples had every right to feel threatened by the storm around them. Not only the one that they were in the boat, but the storm that was coming in the strange ways of Jesus. Think about it. He was teaching radical theology. Jesus was preaching what we would call subversive sermons. He was healing the sick and casting out demons and upsetting everybody's home life. He asked them to drop everything and follow Him. You know, in some ways, Jesus is the storm. And there's also the incredible calm in the center of that storm. All of us here are in the same boat. In different ways, we live with fear every day. We know the fear of loss and suffering in our lives. We cope with illness. We cope with the diagnoses of our friends. Some of us in this very room fear the loss of a job or no job or income at all. Everyone feels the anxiety of this time as well. The threat of pollution on our environment, the weakness of our global economy, the divisiveness of our political system and some of our leaders. There's storms all around us, and no one gets to move through this world or this life without a fair amount of upset. But here's the good news in the center of this storm. And it's a paradox. God's presence in our lives is one of both great power and ultimate peace. We hear the word that comes forth from the boat, "Do not be afraid." Now, those four words keep showing up throughout the gospel at the strangest times. It's the word to the shepherds in the field. It's the word at the empty tomb. And it's the word coming forth from this little boat tossing out in the sea. Do not be afraid. We're not alone in this boat. There's a power and a presence with us that calms that inner turmoil in our lives, that strengthens our raw and broken places. Maybe the first words of the sailor is, "Do not be afraid." The wise sailor knows that if the boat's going to move forward through the storm and survive, the smartest thing to do is to trust the wind and trust the waves to carry us, to squelch fear and panic, and to embrace the calm that is indeed at the deep center of the storm. Amen.
Oh.